Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. As we begin the first full week of fall and wish our Jewish friends a healthy Happy New Year or Rosh Hashanah, the weather will turn decidedly fallish in the east by the end of the week. A strong cold front stretching all the way from the Great Lakes to the Southern Plains will produce widespread showers and thunderstorms tonight and bring down temperatures to where we'll be fighting to get out of the 60s by week's end in New York, Boston, Philly, and Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, attention will be drawn to the Gulf of Mexico, where Tropical Storm Ian is forecast to rapidly intensify into a strong hurricane with its sights set on northern Florida. Certainly, it bears watching. This is Dr. Dave Iser with frequent weather updates only on Sterling on Sunday.
It's our house band sitting on Stacy. They're amazing. Listen to this song. It's called Alternative Surf Music. These guys should be playing the Super Bowl. Now, why no top 40 station in America plays this, I don't know. Their music is accessible. It's hip and cool. It's alternative. It's like Haim. Haim's music isn't on any top 40 station either. To me, the best concert possible would be sitting on Stacy, then Haim, and then Hanson. Each group has three people in it. And each group is more alternative than they are pop. And they are cool as could be. Sitting on Stacy. And you know, just when you think that's a little too alt for the room, I get a great letter from a listener in Flagstaff, Arizona. And she says that her and her mother both love Sitting on Stacy. And every time they send an email to Sitting on Stacy, Sitting on Stacy answers the email almost immediately. That's what a real band does. That is what a real band does. They are self-effacing. Their music is accessible. It's hip. It's cool, like I would know. And their videos are very strange. I mean, they're like very strange. But right now they're on tour. And they're not playing the big amphitheaters or stadiums because they couldn't fill them. But they're playing the neat clubs. They're playing the founders' rooms at that place. They're playing the cool places. Sitting on Stacy. Check out any of their videos. I think you'll be very impressed. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday. Listen to this. That's enough of it. You might be thinking, well, is Walter getting a spiff for that? What sort of spiff is he getting? I haven't even gotten a ticket. I've had their lead singer on the show a couple times, their manager on the show a couple times for like 8 minutes, because I wanted to hear what the lifestyle was of that lead singer. The lead singer is way too good looking, and he's from Southern California, and the band is from Southern California, and they're singing rock and roll, and crowds go insane. I'm like, what must his life be like compared to, oh, say, my life? What is his life like? He gets up pretty much when he wants. He surfs. He does, in fact, surf every day. He wears those longboard shorts. And then here's the best part. His mother is with him almost all the time. His mother knows that kid's in so much trouble the minute he wakes up, she's going to have nothing to do with it. Nothing. She makes his meals, makes sure that he looks okay, comes to him whenever management's involved, whenever a manager wants to talk to him, mom is there. And I'm like, that sounds like hell to me. Because the bands of our day did not have their mothers with them. And then Haim tours with their mother. And when asked, Alana Haim was asked, why do you guys tour with your parents? And they say, why wouldn't we tour with our parents? So these are very different relationships than you and I may have known in the past. Very different relationships. All right, let's talk about the most serious subject possible.
Through a Hardee's drive-thru. We pull around the back, and we're just about going through. We pull through the drive-thru. They take the order. We pull up, and she says, pull ahead, you know, because they had to make the order. The order wasn't done. We pull ahead, and a car comes perpendicular and parks, like, a little ways in front of us. And I've been around the block, and I said to my buddy, I said, that's either a bad guy or it's FBI. I said that straight up.
Straight up, Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, straight up. Now listen, it's autumn. And the first thing you do for autumn is what? You go to a football game? No. You won't ever catch me at a football game. Rake the leaves? No. I pay a kid $25 to rake the leaves. What else could there be? Those loud leaf blowers? By the way, about the loud leaf blowers that are making you crazy. Leaf blowers and vacuum cleaners could be 100% silent. They know how to make them absolutely silent. Same thing with the lawnmowers. You know why they don't? Because you wouldn't think it was working. If the lawnmower and the leaf blower were silent, if they weren't used to wake up everybody you've ever met on Saturday morning, people would not believe they work. It's the reason that Duncan Hines in Pillsbury ask you to put two eggs in your cake mixes that they make. They don't need you to put in two eggs or one egg. They don't need any eggs. But when they first came out with cake mixes in the late 40s, and all you had to do was add water, nobody would touch them because that wasn't baking. Then when it said, add two eggs, oh, now I'm baking. True. All right, where was I? I was on some key point. Some very important point. Oh, what we do in autumn. The first thing you do when it hits 52 degrees is you turn on the heat. If you have what I have, which is steam heat, what is steam heat? It's a big fire in an iron box in your basement that heats up water. The steam goes up into the radiators, into the system of your house. And the pressure pushes heat up, and steam goes up. There's a little valve at the side of each radiator, a little silver valve, little tiny pinhole, where the steam comes out to release pressure so the system doesn't explode. But the first time you turn it on, there's water left over from last year in the whole system, in the bottom of the furnace. And every radiator in your house, if it's like mine, floods. It spits out water like a fountain at a bad restaurant. And then it floods on the floor, and you have to run around the house with your worst towels. Don't use the good towels on that. It's filled with junk. So we put the junky towels on the floor, and there we are. And then I have a problem. I have a steam furnace in the basement. And I go down and I look, and sure enough, there's that glass tube, which tells me how filled it is with water. And I can't see any air. It's filled to the top with water. I turn the spigot on the bottom to let out the dirty, hot water, and I realize the angle is all wrong. There's no way I can clean deposit it into a bucket. Instead, I have to find a hose to put at the end of it and put it into a wash tub or into a drain on the floor of the basement. This is the fun of autumn. This is the joy of autumn. And then there's another car. Too many of us have three cars. Yours, your current partner's, and then one maybe for a kid, maybe if she ever pulls it together. There I am with the Cadillac, which is a 2002 Cadillac. Who knows where the battery is in a 2002 Cadillac? Who knows where it is? You figure you lift up the hood, and there's the battery, and you can jump it and get it out of the driveway and hand it over and sacrifice it to a mechanic and give the mechanic $3,000 to fix the front end, right? Where is the battery on a 2002 Cadillac? This mystery will be solved in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday. Please listen carefully. These are the magic numbers, 800-844-0876. You will reach somebody who's an expert, a brilliant person, about MyGiza sheets. The MyGiza sheets are amazing because they're made out of percale cotton. Percale cotton is extra woven. It's a denser cotton than you usually get. These are beautiful, wonderful sheets, perfect for fall. You can wrap yourself in them and instantly feel warm and cozy. You got a kid going back to college? Send them to your kid. They will feel so special, so close to you, because you care enough to send the best sheets. The sheets at college and school are terrible. Send your kid the right sheets. What are the right sheets? MyPillow Percale sheets. Now, usually these sheets are $89.99. For you, Sterling on Sunday listener, they're $39.99. The price drops $50. What do you got to do? Say, Walter! When you say my name, Walter, the price drops $50 instantly. You don't have to wait for a mail-in rebate. What a stupid thing is that, mail-in rebate? But I don't need to give you stamps and my time. Nonsense. You get the price drop instantly when you say Walter at 800-844-0876. Now, what about the colors? Are they all in white? No. They're beautiful, different, unique colors, such as red, blue, forest green, light green, beautiful colors, and black. You send your kid black sheets to college, suddenly your kid will finally be cool. You see your cell phone? Use it. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876 for Percale sheets from MyPillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Enough. It is time for you to work for yourself. All that work you put in all day, that's for somebody else. It's time for you to enjoy your work personally. The name of the company is Social Indoor, and they're going to give you the opportunity to start your own business. What is Social Indoor? It's amazing. It is the coolest thing. They go to the best bathrooms in the best restaurants in your city. I know that sounds silly, but hear me out. And they install beautiful computer-type screens, big digital screens in the restroom. And on those digital screens are messages that you have sold. Only you get to sell them, because this is a franchise and it's exclusive to a certain area. Get all the information about Social Indoor. Go to socialindoor.com. Get all of the information. Get the prospectus. That's the only way you can find out about socialindoor.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Alama Haim.
Now when I talk to God, I know he'd understand. He said, sit by me and I'll be your guide. Don't ask me what I think of you. I'm not good at answers that you want me to.
This is Vila Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Biker shootout, strip club, Nebraska. Details. Strippers on the loose. Later, Sterling at night.
If you think that you've made some bad decisions in life, don't just sit there and beat yourself up. I can show you a lot of people who made some worse decisions. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
Hi, it's Dan Gaffney. If you're going to have any more than two children, the most important thing you need to know, I'll tell you tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
You won't believe what I'm stewed about now. Join me, Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host, later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
It's Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool, serial shoplifter, 45 Walmart stores, the people of Walmart. Later, Sterling at night.
The Heavenly Walmart is the one where you go in, you walk wherever you want, and listen, your feet never stick to the floor. Then there's the random Walmart, where for some reason they put a Walmart here with a bad entrance, a bad exit, not enough parking, and strange behavior in the Walmart, because it actually wasn't built for a Walmart. It was built for something else, and they kind of crammed a Walmart in there. I know of a Walmart, ready, that has a grocery section that does not have meat. How do you have a Walmart with a grocery section that does not have meat? Then there's the gangsta Walmart. The gangsta Walmart used to be open 24 hours a day. And then around midnight, there was a shooting. They decided maybe we should close at midnight. Because not only was there a shooting, it seemed there were always babies crying and babies screaming in the Walmart, in the gangsta Walmart. Also, in the Nirvana Walmart, the one where your feet don't stick to the floor, there you won't believe this, there are open cash registers where you can just walk right up to a cashier and he checks you out. No line. The gangsta Walmart, there are 10 people in line with two carts each and a food stamp card. At the first of the month, there's a food stamp card and two carts each. That's the gangsta Walmart. Be very careful when you go in there. I love strippers on the loose. Here's Velo Hool.
All you wanted to do was go into a bar, have a couple of beers, watch some pretty ladies jiggle their way to your heart. And all of a sudden, a couple of biker gangs show up. A shootout commences in Nebraska. Generally speaking, you don't look at Nebraska as being the shootout kind of place for your exotic dancer emporiums, but it happened in Kearney, Nebraska. An erstwhile biker named 24-year-old Corey Brestel. That's his name, Brestel. Two counts of possession of a firearm and carrying it as a concealed weapon. Shooting, assault happened at Paradise City Club, south on Elm Street, in beautiful Kearney, Nebraska. Before you walk into a gentleman's club, if all of a sudden you see, let's say, 30 motorcycles, Harley Davidsons, all outside the club, move along. Choose another jiggle joint, or perhaps go to a garden variety bar. Have your beer, because a bunch of bikers in a bar generally means there can be bad stuff happening. Corey Brestel, likely off for a long stint in jail. There was also a big fight. It was between the Tribesmen motorcycle gangs and the Homiotos motorcycle gang. Oh, my goodness. They were going after each other pretty good. If you're a biker, yeah, make sure you're just hanging out with your homies. It's probably pretty good. Another bike gang shows up. Discretion is the better part of that one. Right. From the Champagne Room, it's Strippers on the Loose. It's Velo Hool. Sterling at night.
All right, I love Velo Hool. 25 minutes past the hour. Driving across Route 80 from east to west, up and down the 5 in California. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. 95 in Jersey. In Jersey. Welcome. Here's the deal. Right now, Mercury is in retrograde. What does that mean? It means that for many people, everything's going to be just a little off until October 2nd when Mercury comes out of retrograde. It doesn't mean anything disastrous is going to happen to you, but nothing quite works. For example, you make a call to a customer service line and it says, you are number 50 in line. Number 50. And then you hold on 49, 48, 40, 38, 39. 35, and you count down, right? You keep counting down. Oh, I'm next. And then at number 5, you are 5 people to go. Your kid comes along and knocks your phone out of your hand, or your battery dies, or you get to the bad part of your community where you can't hear the phone. That's Mercury in retrograde. Or, in my case, you ready? My dryer stops spinning. I do my show from the laundry room, not the way morning zoos do their show from the... You know, in the pandemic, let's do the show from the laundry room. What do you think about that, Judy? And you, Mo, what do you say? Well, I don't know. I think you're crazy. God, I hate those shows. I freaking hate those shows. I hate morning zoos except for one. Elvis Duran's Morning Zoo, which took him 20 years to get it, is spectacular. All the others are painful. I'm in so much pain whenever I hear them. That's why I've never listened to them. I can't give you another example. I never listen to them. Mercury in retrograde means that you're 1 mile from your home and a tire goes flat. And you have to make a decision. Do I sit there or drive it a mile to my home and totally ruin the tire, shred the tire, hurt the rim? Or do I tough it out? Or do I pray that I'm going to get home? Mercury in retrograde means that the dentist appointment for the cap that you've needed for many years, that you have finally made that appointment. It's on Wednesday at 10 a.m. You go there at Wednesday at 10 a.m. and the nurse looks at you and goes, no, your appointment was yesterday at 10 a.m. Not today. It was yesterday at 10 a.m. And then it means that your kid in college calls you up and says, I need 500 bucks to put a deposit on my housing for next semester. What do you mean you need 500 bucks? We gave you the housing money for the rest of the year. I know, but I want to move to a house. I want to live in a house, and I need to give the landlord a deposit. I don't want to live in the sorority or the fraternity or the dorm anymore. That's Mercury in retrograde. Little things that normally wouldn't happen, Neil Paul, that normally wouldn't happen, Rosemary Furlong, D.D. Wells, the Datz family, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. These are my midnight misfits. You don't fit in. No normal person listens to the radio at this time. Certainly, no one has ever thought you were normal. You should hear what they say behind your back. But what they say about you behind your back is fine with me. We don't fit in. That was such a gift I got from an incompetent program director when this show started. And he said, well, you know, your show doesn't really fit in with the rest of our programming. You mean your programming that's 65 plus in appeal, that's going down every single book? That programming where people talk like this? Well, you know, the Democrats are destroying our nation. It's horrible what the Democrats are doing. And did you know the Democrats are ruining us? And did you know the Democrats did this stupid thing? That programming? Yeah, you're right. I don't fit in. Thank God. Thank God I don't fit in with that. And neither do my listeners. And that's why this show grows and those other shows die. And in an industry that's obsessed with copying, they're obsessed with copying. I know we're going to call ourselves Mix 102. And then boom, 400 stations across America call itself Mix. The Mix. I don't know why they're not obsessed with copying this show. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and the name of the show is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Long John Nebel.
It contains a circus act by the name of the Flying Fools.
Sterling on Sunday, weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. As it begins to feel like fall in the east, even Dallas, Texas, temperatures will settle into the 80s this week, normal for this time of year. And the west continues to sizzle. Palm Springs 110, Phoenix 100, Las Vegas upper 90s, San Diego close to 90, Sacramento upper 80s, but with a promise of some cooler weather by week's end. More record highs possible for Portland and Seattle before a Pacific trough cools things off by next weekend. Still some strong seas and rain for Alaska's west coast, and Fairbanks has temperatures in the 30s at night, 40s during the day with some rain showers, and we're all going to keep our eyes on the Gulf of Mexico. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser with frequent weather updates tonight only on Sterling on Sunday.
Mercury is in retrograde. That means that in my laundry room, the dryer stopped working. In my kitchen, the dishwasher started to smell like a sewer. The oven would not go above 100 degrees. That's what happened to me when Mercury was in retrograde. And when I called Syracuse University to help work on my daughter's financial aid package, this is what I heard. I heard, you are caller number 50. Caller number 50. It took me an hour and a half to get through that. An hour and a half. But in seconds, I will give you ultimate proof that Mercury is in retrograde. Now, in your life, what's the proof that Mercury is in retrograde? Here's my phone number. We're live. Yes, we're live at 37 past the hour. The number is 888-688-WALT. 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 Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. All right, yeah, keep it going. All right, for our first Florida story, we're going to Cutler Bay, Florida. In Cutler Bay, there is the Sandbar Sports Grill. And on Thursday, it's karaoke night. You like karaoke? I think karaoke is only enjoyed by people who are drunk, then it's fantastic. But for sober people, it's a damn nightmare. However, if you're too drunk, things can happen at Florida karaoke. When the DJ, who is named, I'm not kidding you, this is his real name, Napoleon Sands, calls up the next act for karaoke, he gets a complaint from the crowd. I've been keeping up with the list. Why are you skipping me? I'm not skipping you. Why does he get the cut? That's not fair. Things escalate, and then guess what happens? There's a fight. And then guess what happens? The fight spills out into the parking lot. And then guess what happens? Why don't we ask the Florida karaoke DJ Napoleon Sands, WSVN.
I called the singer up to the stage at that point, who was supposed to be singing. So when the gentleman got up on the stage, another gentleman came up, and they were kind of going back and forth.
And that arguing continued outside into the parking lot, escalating into exchanging gunfire.
I was terrified. After the shooting started, I started to get angry. Like, I was genuinely infuriated because here we are having a good time, and all it took was two people to start an argument and cause chaos. There were people inside the building crying. There was even a young lady that was in so much panic that she had a seizure.
You've been to a lot of karaoke nights, and you've never seen gunfire before. But part of you is somewhat sympathetic to the idea of, what if this guy was about to sing Turn the Page? Then maybe a couple of gunshots are appropriate. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Part two of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
We have a 2002 Cadillac Sedan DeVille. It is a beautiful piece of art. It also is not moving right now. It needs to be jumped. Do you know where the battery is for a Cadillac Sedan DeVille, a 2002 Sedan DeVille? You figure you open up the hood, and there's an American car. The battery's where it's supposed to be. All is well. The battery is underneath the back seat. You have to lift out the back seat. And what do you find under there? Popsicle sticks. Hundreds of popsicle sticks. Mercury is in retrograde. Things don't quite work right. Dan, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Good evening, Walter. You're welcome for taking my call.
Dan, don't say that.
I appreciated your description of all the Walmart versions earlier.
Dan, wait, Dan, don't thank me for taking your call. It is an honor for me to get your call, and I am paid to take your call. I am paid to take your call. So, yes,
I'm sorry. Didn't I say you're welcome for taking my call? That's my line, because I know you'd rather have it that way.
You know, I apologize to you. As my wife says, I need to pay more attention.
It's all good, sir. Anyway, all your descriptions of Walmarts earlier and their various modes, you know, none of them sounded appealing to me. And I swore them off years ago because they are a symptom of a bigger problem, which is the cheapening of everything. And I just think we should, spend a little more money for something a little better for almost everything. So that's my Walmart rant. And I also wanted to say, I really love your show. It does not fit in, and that's what I love about it. I really love the variety of contributors you have, too, which seems to be numerous tonight. Is there more than normal tonight?
Well, I will confess to you that we've added a contributor, and you're going to hear him in the next segment, Dan Gaffney and his wife. Dan Gaffney has, ready, 8 children, and he has a 150-year-old house, and we will learn how he manages 8 children and a 150-year-old house without going insane. It is good to hear from you. Thank you very much for your call at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Now, I will prove to you that Mercury is in retrograde. Listen to this.
Love, exciting and new.
the CBS television network is coming out with The Real Love Boat, a new series called The Real Love Boat. It's going to take place on a real love boat, but instead of D-list celebrities bumping into each other under the worst premises possible, they're going to have reality contestants, people who want to find actual love on the love boat. Contestants coming on the boat, going through a variety of exciting tests like Survivor, and seeing which ones fall into real love, like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. On The Real Love Boat. I can't even imagine who came up with this. I can't even imagine the pitch. Hey, remember in the 90s? No. Remember in the 70s there was this show where people went around on the Mediterranean with Ann Baxter? With Ann Baxter. And tried to find love. Well, now they're going to do it for real. On The Real Love Boat on the CBS television network. I'm Walter M. Sterling at 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, it's Dan Gaffney. If you're going to have any more than two children, the most important thing you need to know, I'll tell you tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
If you think that you've made some bad decisions in life, don't just sit there and beat yourself up. I can show you a lot of people who made some worse decisions. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
You won't believe what I'm stewed about now. Join me, Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host, later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
It's Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool. Serial shoplifter, 45 Walmart stores, the people of Walmart. Later, Sterling at night.
It doesn't cost much to have true luxury at your fingertips. Normally, this luxury would cost $89.99. Now it's only $39.99, $50 off for what? Percale sheets from MyPillow. You won't believe these sheets. They're made out of Percale cotton. And what is Percale cotton? It is a denser weave of cotton. It feels extra soft, extra cozy, and keeps you warm. The colors, red, navy blue, forest green, light green, black, white. Imagine these colors, beige. These are beautiful colors that belong in your bedroom on your bed. 800-844-0876. That is the number to call right now, because right now on a Sunday night, there's a human being waiting to talk to you about these sheets and getting them ready for you for the holidays, getting them ready for you for birthdays, and the best gift you could send your kid at college, their own sheets. Beautifully made, extra comfortable. Here are the colors: red, navy blue, forest green, light green, beige, emerald green. They're incredible. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. Say my name, Walter! And the price drops from $89.99 to $39.99. Just like that. 50 bucks off by saying my name, Walter! The reason the price goes down like that is because you're a Sterling on Sunday listener. And I made it very clear to them that if they wanted to be on Sterling on Sunday, they had to offer something special. And this is it. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. MyPillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Neil Rogers.
And the right against the left, and the left against the right, and who's got the better haircut? The same old, tried and true, tired, monotonous crap that doesn't change anything, and the median age of your audience is death.
I know you wanted to hear it again because I know it wormed into your ears. You heard this and you're like, I'd really like to hear this. What happened?
We're expecting you.
You know, I have to get a new wire for my headphones because I think the level died, but it didn't die. It's just in my headphones. That's proof that Mercury is in retrograde. That the love boat is going to come back as the real love boat. somebody thought the real Love Boat would be a good idea, where they're actually going to bring human beings onto the Love Boat and have them compete for love. For love on the Love Boat. On the CBS television network. Like, who would think of such a thing? Why would they think of such a thing? I don't know. My dryer broke. My dishwasher broke. Smells like a sewer. My 2002 Cadillac needs a jump. It took me 3 or 4 days to find the battery. It's under the back seat. You figure on an American car, the one thing they do right is they would put the battery underneath the hood. You open the hood and boom, there it is. Now that isn't going to happen. But that's what Mercury in retrograde's about. It's about the fact that normal things on a day-to-day basis that shouldn't bother you, suddenly, all of a sudden, it's a problem. Instead of it being 10 seconds on hold, it's an hour and a half. Instead of going to the car dealer to get the battery fixed or the new hubcaps put on, you find out they cost $400 for that model. On my Chrysler, we have a Chrysler Pacifica because we got lucky. And I found out that they have, you ready for this? A battery and an accessory battery. I mean, what do you mean an accessory battery? Well, next to the real battery, there's a little tiny battery that powers your luxury accessories. Really, how much does that battery cost to replace? Well, that's over $200. Now, the big battery you can get for $110 at AutoZone, but the little battery is going to run you over $200, and nobody knows how to install it. In fact, at AutoZone with the Chrysler, they won't let their guys install it. And it's one of the things they're good at, is putting in batteries. The corporation does not let AutoZone employees put batteries in the Chrysler Pacifica. Isn't it unbelievable? All right, so that's what Mercury is in retrograde. That's what it means. I will give you the official statement. And then I want to know how your life has been ruined by Mercury in retrograde. During this time, many people believe that the planet's movements can make things in their life go amiss and spark a slew of misfortunes. An astrologer explained that because it's occurring during the zodiac sign of Virgo, this time around, which is one of the two home signs, the impact may feel more intense. She suggested you double check your work, finish anything that was already started, get rid of any clutter. I got to look at my family. Can I get rid of the clutter of my family and revise your diet so that it's healthier? This is the time to do those things because you're vulnerable to everything. For example, I have to get like the 80th vaccine for COVID. I'm not going to get it now. Are you crazy? The second time I had a COVID vaccine, the second vaccine, I was in bed for 2 days. I had every known symptom of a chronic disease for 2 days. Finally, when I got COVID, you know what happened? I barely had a cold, like barely had a cold. This is what happened. Once it wore off, and this is still true to this moment, every single thing I ate tasted like garbage. That's no exaggeration. Everything tasted like garbage. I couldn't eat a thing. Now I can eat anything that isn't sweet, and I can't eat breads. I guess it's yeast. I can't eat any bread. No English muffins, no muffins. I can eat dense protein. Salty things, spicy things are okay. Nothing sweet, no ice cream. And you know what? You won't believe this. The result is that I have lost 15 pounds in a month. I'm a gazelle. I look like a gazelle floating through the jungle. But there it is, in 1 month, when Mercury went into retrograde, my dryer stopped spinning, my dishwasher turned into a sewer, my furnace flooded the house. It spit water up through the pipes, into the radiators, fountains of Wayne coming out of every one of them. I had to drain the radiator. There's a way to spend a Saturday night. I had to drain the radiator, the furnace, which is boiling hot water. Oh, my God. We had to get a guy. My Samantha says, Dad, you need to get a guy. Get a guy. So we got a guy to fix the dryer, and we got a guy to replace the dishwasher. It's a pain in the butt. That's Mercury in retrograde. How has it impacted you? What has the effect been on you? My phone number is 888 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Imagine having a 150-year-old house and eight kids. That's Dan Gaffney.
Dan Gaffney here with my wife, Becky Gaffney, and I want to tell you the one thing you need to know. If you have two children and you're expecting a third, I would say start building a commercial laundry in your house right now.
Who told you to do this 20 years ago?
I should have listened.
Yes, you should have. I'm glad you admit it now.
Well, our washing machine broke again. I know how to fix them, but I got tired of fixing them, and I had to buy a whole new washing machine, even though I could have ordered a part and fixed it. But here's the problem. The laundry is piling up, and even a one-day delay for the part to arrive would have set us back how long?
6 or 7 years, I think, honestly. With eight kids in the house, the laundry is insane.
So off we go to buy another washing machine that will never last as long as they promise.
No, I think we gave up on the warranties long ago.
The extended warranty, I find, is useless for this very reason. When you have so many kids, the laundry is piling up. You can't wait for that repairman. You can't wait for a part. I had to wash my own laundry, so we had to go to the store to buy...
to buy a new washing machine.
Exactly.
The highlight of our weekend.
What I wish we had was one of those giant washing machines you see at the laundromat that handles eight loads at once. It's bolted into a concrete pad. That's what you really need if you're going to have a lot of kids. There's no problem having eight kids. I love them. I don't love the laundry.
So what you're saying is if you could turn back the clock to 20 years ago when I asked if we could put in a commercial laundry, you would, and you would put it in?
Absolutely. And my advice to people with a growing family, do it now. You'll thank me for it. Do it now. And also put in a commercial kitchen. I'm talking one of those types with the drain in the floor.
Absolutely.
Hose that sucker down when you're done with dinner and put in commercial grade countertops and appliances.
So are you saying that we're going to remodel?
You're taking it a little too far.
What? Wouldn't it be helpful?
Dan Gaffney.
And his adoring wife, Becky Gaffney.
On Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-9258. How has Mercury in retrograde made your life miserable? All the little things that weren't a problem a week ago now are a problem because Mercury is in retrograde. My phone number is 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. I love driving with you across the country. I love leaving the weekend, going to the third shift. And you know what awaits you at work on the third shift, the late shift? You know what's waiting for you right now? Empty vending machines. Completely emptying vending machines. Maybe one bear claw in the lower left that looks a little moldy, that has some new colors on it that you didn't expect. Rainbow color bear claws in the bottom of the vending machines. And then you put in the quarters and another quarter. You put in $8 a quarter, and what happened? It still won't come out. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he?
Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday, weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. All eyes are on the Gulf of Mexico as Tropical Storm Ian is forecast to rapidly intensify tonight as it moves from the Caribbean Sea into the Gulf of Mexico and brushes the western shores of Cuba. Water temperature in the Gulf are very warm, middle 80s, which is why this storm will quickly become a very dangerous hurricane later on tonight and tomorrow. Forecast models have this storm moving at around 12 miles per hour, headed towards landfall somewhere between Tampa Bay to the east and Apalachicola, Florida, on the western panhandle by Thursday, Friday-ish. Regardless of exactly where the eye makes landfall, northern Florida will experience very heavy rains up to 18 inches, destructive winds, possible tornadic activity, and tidal storm surge. We'll keep keep an eye on it all night long right here on Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT to talk about Disney. Have you taken your kid to Disney in the past, 20 years? The price of getting into Disney is insane. Per person, $109 to $159 per day. Each person, $109 to $159 per day, depending on date and time of the visit. Every visitor age 3, that's important, 3 and up, is required to purchase a ticket. It's hard to see a 3-year-old pulling out the money. Therefore, there are parents who are faking it. They're teaching their 3 and 4-year-olds to say that they are 2. They're putting them in strollers and blankets over them saying they are 2. Now, what's interesting is the people who are responsible for the ticket booths at the gate of Disney World are kind of looking the other way, because those are minimum wage employees. They could care less. They're looking the other ways, and they say, the parent comes through and they, well, this one's 2. This kid here is 2. We just got out of the trailer park. We got these tattoos, and this kid is 2. And they go ahead in. They're putting up very little resistance, but that's how desperate they are. Now, if you have 4 people going into Disney, you're looking at $500 just to get in. You have not bought food. You have not paid for the premium rides, and God help you if you pay for a souvenir. Plus, many people, once they get into Disney World, are saying, you know what? It's run down. It's dirty. A lot of the rides stop working. This is Disney, the happiest place on earth. Not what it's supposed to be. Has this been your experience? My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. And you know where Disney is? It's in Florida.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part 2 of Florida Story.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Tampa, where a young lady trying to find love, looking online, sets up a date with a 23-year-old Florida man. And ladies, I get it. You're looking for excitement. You want a bad boy. You want someone your dad will hate. So you set up a date with a 23-year-old Florida man who picks you up on a motorcycle. Well, on your way to dinner, 23-year-old Florida man decides that he's going to blow through a red light with his date hanging on to him on his little Suzuki. Now, look, he does this a lot, but at this intersection, there's a cop who immediately starts following him, lights him up, and instead of pulling over, Florida man decides he's going to make a run for it. So Florida man on his motorcycle with his first date on behind him clutching decides that he's going to go on speeds up to 100 miles an hour, blow through numerous red lights and breaking God knows how many traffic laws in the process. Meanwhile, the first date doesn't think it's that funny. She is actually screaming at him at the top of her lungs for him to pull over and stop and let her off. Finally, he does. He gets caught. He's going to have to spend a little bit of time behind bars. Not too bad. $700 in fines and court costs. But the Florida kicker of this story is when in the police report asked, why did you run from the cops? He says he wanted to impress his date. Did it work? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What is it?
For our next Florida story, we're going over to Wildwood, Florida. Wildwood is adjacent to the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. There's a 51-year-old Florida man, his wife, their adult daughter, who's 25, and his son. And they all order Chinese takeout. I love good Chinese takeout. So the son goes, picks it up, brings it back, and starts eating. Tells him, hey, come on, we've got the food. So they come in there, and he's already eaten about 1/4 of his dad's order. Dad says, why are you eating my food? He said, oh, I'm sorry. I thought this is what I had. No, you had the Kung Pao. I had the sesame chicken. You're eating the sesame chicken. Things escalate in a very Florida style, and before you know it, sister starts punching son in the face, and dad gets him in a chokehold. So mom comes out, dad has her son in a chokehold, and daughter is pummeling her son, and she calls 911 to break it all up. And so the father and daughter end up in jail. And the crazy part about this is that has happened to you. You have ordered Chinese takeout, gotten a few different things, and someone starts eating the wrong one before they figure out whose is what. And no one in your house went to jail. But damn it, in Florida, they go to jail for anything.
Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
What is it? Stay tuned. Today's third installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
I want to talk to you about your Florida story of visiting Disney World in Orlando or Disneyland in California, because apparently the price is insane. Any time I've ever looked at taking my three kids to Disney World, the result is always the same. I look at it. I look at the price of the hotel rooms, the price of the airplane, the price of admission, and it's $5,000. Meanwhile, most of us Americans do not have more than a week's worth of salary in savings. Nobody has the discretionary income to pay $5,000. You have to have a credit card that will carry you through for over $5,000, and then you're paying it off for 18 months, aren't you? It's too expensive, and then people do extraordinary things to get through. Instead of paying for the fast lane, they pretend that they're handicapped, and they get in that lane, and that's how they get through. And they have a three-year-old, and they get the kid to pretend that the kid is 2 years old, and then they can get in for free. It's too expensive. And the Disney Corporation, ready, does not need the money. They just don't need the money. They could cut the prices and be heroes. Wouldn't it be great if they were heroes? Say, listen, we've taken enough money from you. It's enough. It's all right. And cut the price. And the PR value of that would be insane. Insane. Let's see. My son is 4, but at Disneyland, he knows he's 2. My parents used to make me do this. I fully support this because we went in May, and it was literally like taking a second mortgage out on our home. We just teach our kids to lie about their age, but this is epic. I once did that with 3 kids. I told them that they were to stay quiet. I'll buy them all Disney dresses. However, not everyone's impressed. The way people have no shame just continues to amaze me. One person shaded on a video. No way I even explain to my kids it's wrong to get fountain drinks in a water cup. It's the principle of it. I would understand if they had like 4 kids, but they only had 1 kid. They probably had to use their ticket money to pay for the gas to get there. Well, guess what? When gas is $4 a gallon, driving from anywhere to Disney World is a major investment. And wouldn't that be smart if the Disney people said, look, bring us the gas receipts and we will pay for your gas to get there. Wouldn't that be a smooth move? How smart would that be? You understand this company owns ABC and many other entities. They mint money, insane amounts of money. The least they could do for the children of America after enticing them with millions of hours of television shows is give them a remarkable discount, or kids under 18 free, or discount days where they all go in for free. If you live in Florida and have a Florida driver's license, as I once did, just to show off, they have deep discounts for people with Florida driver's licenses. But those people should get gas. They should be gifted with the gasoline they needed to get to Disney World, because it used to be an incidental expense. And now it is a mortgage payment. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Let's talk about this. My number is 888-688-WALT. Traveling to Disney World, is it worth it? Once you're there, apparently, it's becoming fairly run down and dump-like. 888-688-9258. Sterling on Sunday.
If you think that you've made some bad decisions in life, don't just sit there and beat yourself up. I can show you a lot of people who made some worse decisions. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
You won't believe what I'm stewed about now. Join me, Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host, later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
It's Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool. Serial shoplifter, 45 Walmart stores, the people of Walmart. Later, Sterling at night.
What a great gift from Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell has taken $50 off queen size sheets, the most popular sheets for you. These are Percal sheets. percal cotton is extra woven. It's a denser cotton than you usually get. These are beautiful, wonderful sheets, perfect for fall, and will keep you comfortable and keep you cozy. All you have to do is call 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. It's incredible what you're going to get. These beautiful queen-size sheets. And now let me tell you about the colors. Red, navy blue, forest green, emerald green, black, white. What a great thing to give your kid at college, right? Call and get the information. It's 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. Say, my name, Walter, and $50 comes off the price. 800-844-0876. Say, Walter, and $50 comes right off. That's just for you, a Sterling on Sunday listener. Now, it's coming up to that time of year where you're going to have a lot of holidays and a lot of house visiting. Get a couple, put them in the closet. Somebody calls and says, hey, can you come over tomorrow? No problem. You will have a housewarming gift for the winter ready to go. Percal sheets from MyPillow. Here's the number, 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. Beautiful, wonderful, cozy sheets. These are great. These are queen-size sheets that are normally $89.98, and now they're $39.98. 800-844-0876. MyPillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Enough. It is time for you to work for yourself. All that work you put in all day, that's for somebody else. It's time for you to enjoy your work personally. The name of the company is Social Indoor, and they're going to give you the opportunity to start your own business. What is Social Indoor? It's amazing. It is the coolest thing. They go to the best bathrooms in the best restaurants in your city. I know that sounds silly, but hear me out. And they install beautiful computer-type screens, big digital screens in the restroom. And on those digital screens are messages that you have sold. Only you get to sell them because this is a franchise and it's exclusive to a certain area. Get all the information about Social Indoor. Go to socialindoor.com. Get all of the information. Get the prospectus. That's the only way you can find out about socialindoor.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by SpongeBob.
Welcome to my club. We pull around the back and we're just about going through. We pull through the drive-thru. They take the order. We pull up and she says, pull ahead, you know, because they had to make the order. The order wasn't done. We pull ahead and a car comes perpendicular and parks like a little ways in front of us. And I've been around the block and I said to my buddy, I said, that's either a bad guy or it's FBI. I said that straight up.
Straight up, Mike Lindell said it. Our house band sitting on Stacy. They're on tour right now. You can see them at the cool clubs. Not in big amphitheaters, but in the cool groovy clubs that you usually wouldn't go to because you don't fit in. All right, so you and I are talking about the outrageous prices of Disney, but guess what? Every single thing you could take your kid to today, including Chuck E. Cheese, has become insane. McDonald's has become insane. Any kid-oriented product where they know that the kid is banging you, saying, we gotta go, we gotta go, they know they have the ability to take advantage of you. An American Girl doll, which costs, what, $2 to make, they started $100. $100. But the worst one, the worst offender is the price of going to Disney. The tickets range from $105 to $129. And that includes nothing. You get in the gate. That's why some people with three-year-olds pretend that they are two, because if you're under three, you get in for free. And the people at the gates are looking the other way because they're not going to fight with you. I mean, They're really not. They understand. Has this been your experience? Because I'm right. I don't think it's worth that. I don't think it's worth anywhere near that. 888-688-9258. I am live on a Sunday night. Yes, live. 888-688-9258.
They refuse to allow a grieving father to put Spider-Man on his dead son's tombstone. The kid was 4, and he was a huge Spider-Man fan, so his dad wanted to put Spider-Man on it. But he couldn't get permission from Disney because the usage of Spider-Man apparently doesn't preserve the innocence and magic of its characters.
What? What?
They refuse to allow a grieving father to put Spider-Man on his dead son's tombstone. The kid was 4, and he was a huge Spider-Man fan, so his dad wanted to put Spider-Man on it. But he couldn't get permission from Disney because the usage of Spider-Man apparently doesn't preserve the innocence and magic of its characters.
When you get that big, and you have that much control and that much stuff under your purview, abuse starts. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258 is my phone number. There is Tony. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, Walter, how are you?
Well, Tony, I feel excited to speak to you.
I'm equally excited, even on a Sunday night during the graveyard shift.
Well, I view it as the opportunity shift, because you can get away with stuff.
Multiple opportunities tonight.
Yeah, you can get away with stuff that people at noon cannot get away with.
That's right. Like, I'm calling radio shows and I'm getting paid for it. So who can beat that?
Nobody.
Well, I'm not going to Disney for a couple of reasons. Number one, it is too expensive. I have many relatives and friends that have been there. And now that they are woke, I have no real goal to support them in their woke ways. And also, I don't know if you've heard of it, but there's a thriving metropolis near me called Cheswick, PA. They have a roller rink. They have a small movie theater, which is quite quaint and nostalgic. And they also have the best ice cream shop, arguably, in America. I could go there and take my family and spend about 1/8 of what I would spend at Disney for a week. So why would I go to Disney?
You live near Kennywood, don't you?
Very close to Kennywood. Did you hear about the shooting?
Well, that's what I wanted to ask about. So Kennywood is an amusement park in West Mifflin, Pennsylvania. West Mifflin, Pennsylvania, just outside of Pittsburgh. What's that?
Right.
What is that? What are you doing? What is that?
Oh, that's a phone in the background. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, please share with us what happened at Kennywood Park, would you?
Well, I'm not real familiar with the story. I just know there was a shooting involving some young people. A 15-year-old had acquired a gun. And I don't think anybody died or anything like that, but apparently there's some controversy because a while back, Kennywood's officials decided to eliminate their metal detectors. So there could be some accountability there. But the good news is it's an unusual occurrence for Kennywood. There are certain school picnics that draw more of a crime element, but it is few and far between.
3 people, including a 15-year-old, were shot at the Pennsylvania Amusement Park on Saturday night, sparking a panic that sent horrified parkgoers running for their lives. Shots reportedly rang out at the Kennywood Park in West Mifflin, just outside of Pittsburgh. The police say that it was responding to the scene to assist West Mifflin police on a report of shots fired. According to Allegheny Police, a 15-year-old boy suffered a gunshot wound in the thigh. The teen was transferred to a hospital. Here's what I say. Anytime I hear about shootings in cafeterias, kids, public places, what the hell is the problem with the metal detectors? If every kid who walked into a high school or a junior high had to walk through the metal detector, I think many of these problems would be mitigated. Why the hell, if I have to get on an airplane surrounded by guys in suits, why shouldn't I have to walk through a metal detector to get into an amusement park? I just don't think that's a big deal. Do you, Tony?
No, and I think that the company that owns Kennywood, they were acquired by a foreign company. They may be German.
Foreigners.
What's that?
Foreigners.
Yeah, they were acquired by a German company, I believe,
Germans.
Several years ago, and they're out of touch. I mean, they're definitely out of touch. I mean, so much has changed about Kennywood that made it great to be near that park and to attend the park growing up. It's just not the Kennywood we once knew.
All right, Tony, thank you very much for your call from KDKA in Pittsburgh. There you go. Dave Labrosi, local content at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. I think there should be a metal detector in my home going from room to room. Sometimes I think that my current wife is ordering me to apologize to her for some misdeed that I'm not even aware. I can't even imagine what it is. And I often think that she's carrying a weapon. Say you're sorry. I said, for what? Putting the spoon in the wrong slot? In the fork part of the drawer? Is that the big issue? We're going to have that issue? Can we go to therapy now and solve these issues? My phone number is 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Summer's over. You've experienced the hell of taking your kids for the summer to places that are way too expensive. To go down the shore used to be, $100 a day. Now it's $5,000 for the week. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of South Park.
Yeah! Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah! Well, boy, is this a party or what?
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. As we begin the first full week of fall and wish our Jewish friends a healthy, happy new year or Rosh Hashanah, the weather will turn decidedly fallish in the east by the end of the week. A strong cold front stretching all the way from the Great Lakes to the southern plains will produce widespread showers and thunderstorms tonight and bring down temperatures to where we'll be fighting to get out of the 60s by week's end in New York, Boston, Philly, and Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, attention will be drawn to the Gulf of Mexico, where Tropical Storm Ian is forecast to rapidly intensify into a strong hurricane with its sights set on northern Florida. Certainly, it bears watching. This is Dr. Dave Iser with frequent weather updates only on Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. That's our house band Sitting on Stacy. They are on tour right now. You're thinking, how much are you getting paid to promote them, Walter? I'm not getting paid anything. That's how inspired I am. When I first heard this album, I went, oh my gosh, this is the future. This is a combination of alternative rock, surf rock, you ready for that? And pop. I just love it. $625 a head for dinners at the fancy resort restaurant at Disney World. You have a kid? That isn't going to be working. Not to mention the fact that just taking a kid to an amusement park is a tremendous amount of work, an insane amount of work, because you can't take your eyes off of that kid for one second. So you're not getting any vacation. You are suffering with the incredible price between $100 and $150 for every person in your family to get into Disney World. And then good luck buying the hats, the dresses, the dolls, the meals. It's crazy. And I believe there should be a moratorium at Disney to say thank you for your business. Thank you for putting us in business all these years and supporting us. It's a 10% day. Or everybody, you know how car dealers say, you get the employee discount. You get the employee discount. Well, if you live in the state of Florida, there are major discounts if you go to Disney World. Offer that to the rest of America. make that possible for everybody else. Why not? That seems like a good way to do it. But they could be so smooth and cool if they just said, you know what? Every Thursday, everything's slashed by 90%. Wow. They would be heroes. Then kids who could never go there, kids who don't have trust funds, could go to Disney World. That would be pretty spectacular. 888-688-9258. That's my phone number. This, in the past, let's see, last year and the year before that, I experienced a new form of hell. A new level of hell. I took my kids to a water park. And the plume ride that looks like a log, that looks like a lot of fun on TV, doesn't it? It's terrifying. It is freaking terrifying. But the most terrifying thing is when they're in the wave pool. And my middle kid, who was 17, she was like 12 when we went there, 13, she's the tiniest little thing. She's like the bobber on a fishing line. And she's this tiny little thing. And she's floating in there, and I'm like, oh, my God, look at this. I was so afraid she was going to drown, and my older one, same too. To me, those are very, very, very scary places. The wave pool. The wave, things seem like such a good idea, a wave pool, when it's 85 degrees out, and there are the beautiful waves in the pool, and there's a lifeguard every 10 feet, and that's true, at the wave pool, every 10 feet, and you're like, this, they'll love this. Well, it's more like they tough it out. They were toughing it out for Dad. They wanted Dad to feel better. Let me share with you something I'm so proud of. My daughter, Dorothy, goes to Syracuse University. She's in the Newhouse School. I have no idea how she got in there. No, I didn't help. She's taking television production courses. She is a television producer. It isn't she's going to be a television producer. She was born a television producer. She used to, like, organize her friends when she was 10 for photo shoots. She'd organize them and borrow my camera and do photo shoots with her fellow 10-year-olds and tell them to stand over there, dress this way, I'm going to catch you at this angle. That's who she was. Well, now at Syracuse University, they have a closed-circuit television station that is equipped better than any television station in your city. It is beautiful, incredible, with every single piece of equipment imaginable. The best cameras, the best sets. It's really great. She walks in there one day. A little murky how she got this position, but oh my gosh. She walks in there. The news director looks at her and says, I need an executive producer for this show. You're it. She started to produce a show called Juice and Java, which is recorded live-ish on Saturday morning and then posted on YouTube a couple minutes later. Juice and Java, Citrus TV. The show is Juice and Java, Citrus TV. Go to YouTube, look it up. It's a terrific news show, an entertainment-based news show. And she's the executive producer. And they like her. She's been doing it for almost a year now. The staff responds to her. She's matter of fact. She goes through the checklist. We got to work on this. We have to do this better. This was great. Thank you very much. She's a boss, a born boss. I was not. She didn't learn this from me. I was a bull in a china shop. We're going to do it this way. That's how I was. She's not that way. She's collaborative, collegial. They seem to like her. I am so proud of my Dorothy for the great work that she's doing at that school. Now, I hope she passes Italian. For some reason, she decided that she needed to take level one Italian. Up till now, she had been taking Spanish. Things were going good enough. But she decided to take Italian. I would have been very happy if she had taken many television production courses. But, oh, gee, they put a hold on her account while they decided to harumph around and make me 50 people on hold. Ay, ay, ay. Are we having a good time tonight? I think we are. There we are on 100-year-old radio station in Sacramento. It is an honor to be on Bill Wright's radio station in Sacramento. And we're on KDKA. And the great thing about most of the stations that you and I listen to, they've been around 100 years. 100 years. Why is any business around 100 years? Because whatever they're selling works. whatever they're selling pleases the public. Radio advertising works. That's why they're in business. I think it's so funny when I hear people say, well, you know, radio's a dinosaur medium. Radio is an antique. Radio is a, when they're being kind, it's a legacy medium. The future's in streaming. Really? Let me tell you how you get this show. You turn the on knob, you turn it on, you go to KDKA, WPHT, you go to a great radio station in Kansas City, you turn on the radio, and there it is. How do you get streaming? Well, I don't know. You go to a radio station's website and it says, listen live. And then it's like, you know, you hear a baseball game from yesterday. Or all the commercials are blacked out because there are rights issues with the music. Because it can't quite hit the stream. Or my favorite, it says, buffering now. Like, never do you turn on the radio and does it say, buffering now. We're having a good time tonight. My name's Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
If you think that you've made some bad decisions in life, don't just sit there and beat yourself up. I can show you a lot of people who made some worse decisions. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
You won't believe what I'm stewed about now. Join me, Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host, later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
It's Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool. Serial shoplifter, 45 Walmart stores, the people of Walmart. Later, Sterling at night.
Please listen carefully. These are the magic numbers, 800-844-0876. You will reach somebody who's an expert, a brilliant person about My Giza sheets. The My Giza sheets are amazing because they're made out of percal cotton. Percal cotton is extra woven. It's a denser cotton than you usually get. These are beautiful, wonderful sheets, perfect for fall. You can wrap yourself in them and instantly feel warm and cozy. You got a kid going back to college? Send them to your kid. They will feel so special, so close to you, because you care enough to send the best sheets. The sheets at college and school are terrible. Send your kid the right sheets. What are the right sheets? My Pillow Percal sheets. Now, usually these sheets are $89.99. For you, Sterling on Sunday listener, they're $39.99. The price drops $50. $50. $50. What do you got to do? Say, Walter! When you say my name, Walter, the price drops $50 instantly. You don't have to wait for a mail-in rebate. What a stupid thing is that, mail-in rebate? But I don't need to give you stamps and my time. Nonsense. You get the price drop instantly when you say Walter at 800-844-0876. Now, what about the colors? Are they all in white? No. They're beautiful, different, unique colors, such as red, blue, forest green, light green, beautiful colors, and black. You send your kid black sheets to college, suddenly your kid will finally be cool. You see your cell phone? Use it. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. For Percal sheets from My Pillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday doesn't fit in.
It's 50 minutes past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. What does the M stand for? I can't tell you. It's against AFTRA rules and regulations. There are all sorts of issues with streaming, and I just can't tell you. But I have a phone number because we're live, and I'd love to hear about your experiences with your kids trying to give them a vacation this summer because it was financially impossible. Everything was fine until you had to fill up your tank. And there went the discretionary food budget. Everybody then was splitting a hot dog. My number is 888-688-9258, live. There's Rosemary Furlong. Rosemary Furlong, my very first Midnight Misfit. Coming up in exactly 20 minutes, I will tell you how to join Midnight Misfits to be an official Midnight Misfit. And I said, I've said a couple weeks now, I said, if you want a Midnight Misfit membership card, you have to send me your snail mail address. And what do I get? I get emails with people with their email address. I can't send you a card to your email address. You have to send me your snail mail address. Do you own a business? Well, owning a business forces you to wear many hats. In fact, that ski hat looks ridiculous on you. For important things, what do? We hire professionals like lawyers to get you out of your trouble. Plumbers and accountants, and nothing costs more than a plumber. But you are doing your own advertising? Do you watch dentistry videos on YouTube to try to figure out how to yank your kid's teeth, too? Probably you do, if you're in Kentucky. Today's digital advertising is complex and ever-changing. You need professionals handling it. Northern Ad Agency is a full-service advertising agency located in Northeast Minneapolis, Minnesota. There's no fooling around in Minneapolis, Minnesota. There are no jokes. Take your business to the next level with well-placed digital marketing on Google and Bing, streaming TV plus social media advertising. This converts to significantly increased web traffic to a highly targeted audience, which ultimately impacts sales and revenue. Northern Ad Agency reminds you that there's only one Google, one Facebook. It boils down to talent and fees. They have the best talent handling your campaigns and charge half of what other ad agencies charge. Limited opportunity for potential clients. Go to northernadagency.com, northernadagency.com for more information. Most of the spots you hear on Sterling on Sunday are a blessing from Northern Ad Agency. My experience with ad agencies is horrific. I used to run a company called HitViews, and HitViews was the very first to engage online influencers to promote products. The very first. We discovered the process, we discovered the influencers, and we put the products in their hands. This was in 2007, May of 2007. We arbitraged it. We took online influencers who were living in their basements off their parents. And we said, wait a minute, you have more views than Pepsi. You have more views than Budweiser on these online videos. Why don't we get Pepsi to put their product in your hands and you promote it because you know how online video works? We were the first ones to do it with HitViews. But I'll tell you, it was a very interesting thing for me to learn about the world of ad agencies and digital ad agencies, because what I discovered was more BS than imaginable. It was insane how much nonsense and crap these people went through. To get the approvals for one video, these videos were well vetted and done by professional online video makers. They knew what they were doing. I'll never forget, to get one video approved through one ad agency took 100 emails. I counted 100 emails of the ad agency people reviewing the content. Now, it didn't matter because the ad agency had final say. I said, okay, we won't post any videos until the ad agency or the client says it's okay. You have total control of what goes up or not, but you are not editing what the influencer is doing. You're not going to give them notes. That's not going to happen. And I found all sorts of scammy things. Like, there was one client, and the contact we had for them was nearby, like 20 miles away from Manhattan. The contact for the client, the contact at the ad agency. And I kept saying, well, it'd be easier if we just met for lunch where you are, 20 miles from Manhattan. Be easier if we just met for lunch where you are. I'll come over for lunch. Oh, no. And there was panic, absolute panic. I was not going to go over there. And then I got in touch with the client. I said, you know, I can't go meet with your ad agency person. It's 20 miles away. I just want to go have lunch with her. Why can't I do that? Well, you know, she might be at the gym. I swear that's what he said. Well, you know, she might be at the gym. And then it finally dawned on me. They didn't have an office. The ad agency was smoke and mirrors. They didn't have an office. But Northern Ad Agency is the best because all they care about is results. You don't care about Sammy Awards. You don't care about, what's that ad, the digital award. You don't care about any of that at all. You just want feet in the store. If you want feet in the store, Mike Michael Doucette knows how to do that for you. NorthernAdAgency.com. Get the information. I think you'll be really impressed because they haven't won any awards. This is the only ad agency. There are no awards there, just results. My dad used to run three retail businesses, big retail businesses in Jersey and Pennsylvania. And every time he met with an ad agency, he said, you know, all they want to do is discuss, or I meet with a radio station or a media buyer. All they wanted to discuss was the rate. I don't care what it costs. I care about, will it get results? And I'll give my business to anybody who will get me results. That's all any retailer cares about. But when a company gets so big, when they get so big that they have layer upon layer of departments, everybody forgot what the mission was, which is to sell stuff. And if you actually went to the CEO of those big consumer product companies and said, what's your interest? What do you want to happen here? She would say to you, I want to sell stuff. But it never gets to her. It gets to the marketing director. Well, now you don't have to waste money for a marketing director. You can have the best marketers I've ever heard of at NorthernAdAgency.com. NorthernAdAgency.com. We have more Florida stories coming up for you in just seconds, plus the drive-through brew. But I want to talk to you about the incredible waste of money that you've experienced this summer just getting your kids to a vacation. Here's my phone number, and I'm live. It's 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. And, oh, my gosh, I have an email, and I answer every email. It's waltermsterling@gmail.com. Why is it Gmail? Because none of these big media companies will give me an email address. None of them. Years ago, I said, CBS, would you give me an email address? Oh, no. You know, security issues. Odyssey, would you give me an email address? No, security issues. Westwood One, would you give me an email? Yeah, no problem. 2 days later, IT says you can't have one, you're not an employee. What kind of crap is that? I know your employees. I know the employees of all of these companies. They're far less trustworthy than I am. I'm not going to do anything with it, so send me an email. It's waltermsterling@gmail.com, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it?
Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. As we begin the first full week of fall and wish our Jewish friends a healthy Happy New Year or Rosh Hashanah, the weather will turn decidedly fallish in the east by the end of the week. A strong cold front stretching all the way from the Great Lakes to the southern plains will produce widespread showers and thunderstorms tonight and bring down temperatures to where we'll be fighting to get out of the 60s by week's end in New York, Boston, Philly, and Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, attention will be drawn to the Gulf of Mexico, where Tropical Storm Ian is forecast to rapidly intensify into a strong hurricane with its sights set on northern Florida. Certainly, it bears watching. This is Dr. Dave Iser with frequent weather updates only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. All right, for our next Florida story, we're going to St. Lucie County, where this comes from, thesmokinggun.com. Listen, dude, I'm just going to read the first couple of paragraphs, and then we're going to bail on this because it's no bueno. It says, in a series of vile Snapchat videos, a 26-year-old mother of two recorded herself engaging in sexual activity with her 3-year-old son and filmed the family dog licking her. All right, let's just skip this one. Just screw it. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going over to Marion County, where a Florida couple in their early 30s has a spare bedroom. Times are tough, so they decide they're going to rent it out. So they find a roommate online. It turns out she is not a very good roommate. In fact, she's a big pain in the butt,
And so after, you know, dropping some subtle hints and then not so subtle hints, then having a couple of meetings, after a few months of living with this woman, they had enough. So they tell the 30-year-old Florida woman, hey, we're going to have to ask you to leave. We're going to give you 30 days to find a new place to live and get the hell out of here. And she didn't take it very well. She went to the kitchen, and out of that big block of wood that has a bunch of knives in it, she went and grabbed one of the biggest knives in the knife block and got to stabbing. So she poked a few holes in the abdomen, thorax area of both the boy and the girl in the couple. And then she tries to clean up the scene, dispose of the murder weapon, and goes shopping. When she leaves the house, one of the victims, who isn't quite dead, in fact, neither one of them are dead, they're going to survive, thank God, crawls over and gets a cell phone, calls 911. They pick her up in short order. And boy, Florida's real good at doing the worst case scenarios in some of these stories. You know, like if it's a choose your own adventure book and you're thinking, hey, what if we asked our roommate to leave? What's the worst thing that could happen? Well, she could go to the kitchen, get a knife, and get all stabby on you. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to go to Charlotte County, Florida, where a teenage boy who went missing had his parents worried. But finally, their young high school son was found at the home of his 31-year-old teacher. Here's the deal. Even in a mugshot with no makeup, the 31-year-old Florida woman is absolutely beautiful. The mom of the teenage boy is absolutely furious. The dad, not so much. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Today's fourth installment of Florida Stories is still coming up. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and catch past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
He made four editions of Florida Stories. Four. I think that's a little greedy. Don't you think that's a little greedy? Biden cancels his Florida DNC appearance on Thursday over fears of Tropical Storm Ian. Did you know a kid named Ian in high school? Were they creepy? Storm Ian will hit the Sunshine State as a monster Category 4 hurricane. That's the news. When there's rain outside, a hurricane outside, talk about the hurricane. President Biden was meant to appear at a Democratic National Committee rally in Florida, blah, blah, blah. The White House announced it would be postponed. Didn't give a new date. Biden declared an emergency for Florida as Tropical Storm Ian barrels in. It's expected to strengthen today and be Florida's worst hurricane in 4 years. The cities of Orlando, Panama City, and Tampa all appear to be in Tropical Storm Ian's path, according to the National Hurricane Center. Ian is expected to be a major hurricane by Tuesday. Today's Sunday, before hitting Cuba. Experts also warned of the higher than normal degree of uncertainty in projections of the hurricane path and intensity. Ron DeSantis is locked in a tight race with the Democratic House Representative Charlie Crist. No, there's no Ron DeSantis will win. It's not a big deal. 888-688-9258. Hilaria Baldwin gives birth to Hilaria. What is it? Hilaria. Her seventh baby with Alec Baldwin. Congratulations. It's his eighth, her seventh. Who knows what that eighth one was? I'm adjusting my microphone. It's very complicated. Barry at 888-688-9258. Welcome live to Sterling on Sunday.
Yeah. Hi, Walter. When the radio is a satellite orbiting the Earth that beams down the radio transmissions down to the Earth? Yeah.
Do you want to know how we transmit this show?
Yeah. Yeah. How is that done?
Do you really want to know?
Well, I want to know how. I guess now that the radio signals go on an endless journey through outer space.
Yes. A radio signal comes out of a tower near your house, but it goes into space, and it goes forever. That means everything you just said, Barry, right now is on its way to Mars and Pluto, but somehow or another, Barry, I think you've already been to Pluto, and thank you very much for your call. 888-688-9258. Coming up, we have Chef Drew. Chef Drew is one of those chefs on the big yachts, the big luxury yachts that you see on Below Deck, one of those. He's going to share with us secret stories of the customers on giant yachts off the coast of Miami. Coming up in seconds, this is Sterling on Sunday.
If you think that you've made some bad decisions in life, don't just sit there and beat yourself up. I can show you a lot of people who made some worse decisions. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
You won't believe what I'm stewed about now. Join me, Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host, later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
It's Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool. Serial shoplifter, 45 Walmart stores, the people of Walmart. Later, Sterling at night.
It doesn't cost much to have true luxury at your fingertips. Normally, this luxury would cost $89.99. Now it's only $39.99, $50 off for what? Percale sheets from MyPillow. You won't believe these sheets. They're made out of percale cotton. And what is percale cotton? It is a denser weave of cotton. It feels extra soft, extra cozy, and keeps you warm. The colors, red, navy blue, forest green, light green, black, white. Imagine these colors, beige. These are beautiful colors that belong in your bedroom on your bed. 800-844-0876. That is the number to call right now, because right now on a Sunday night, there's a human being waiting to talk to you about these sheets and getting them ready for you for the holidays, getting them ready for you for birthdays, and the best gift you could send your kid at college, their own sheets. Beautifully made, extra comfortable. Here are the colors: red, navy blue, forest green, light green, beige, emerald green. They're incredible. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. Say my name, Walter! And the price drops from $89.99 to $39.99. Just like that. 50 bucks off by saying my name, Walter! The reason the price goes down like that is because you're a Sterling on Sunday listener. And I made it very clear to them that if they wanted to be on Sterling on Sunday, they had to offer something special. And this is it. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. MyPillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Enough. It is time for you to work for yourself. All that work you put in all day, that's for somebody else. It's time for you to enjoy your work personally. The name of the company is Social Indoor, and they're going to give you the opportunity to start your own business. What is Social Indoor? It's amazing. It is the coolest thing. They go to the best bathrooms in the best restaurants in your city. I know that sounds silly, but hear me out. And they install beautiful computer-type screens, big digital screens in the restroom. And on those digital screens are messages that you have sold. Only you get to sell them. Because this is a franchise and it's exclusive to a certain area. Get all the information about Social Indoor. Go to socialindoor.com. Get all of the information. Get the prospectus. That's the only way you can find out about socialindoor.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Mr. Wizard.
And because a lot of ammonia will dissolve in just a little bit of water, we can make a famous ammonia fountain.
All right, 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. That's my phone number. You get a chance to talk to one of those chefs on the luxury yachts off the coast of Miami. Cooking tips for when it's swaying back and forth, back and forth. Chef Drew, he sent me a text. It says, and I was hoping to tell my story about 3 days with One Direction, the biggest boy band ever. And the punchline to that story is pretty good there, Chef Drew. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Chef Drew.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. So tell your story about One Direction. What were you listening
to? Yes, sir.
Why?
I remember.
Wait, stop. Why did it take you so long to respond? What are you listening to?
I'm not listening to anything, just you on the telephone.
Okay.
The radio is not on or anything like that.
Now, let me ask you this. When you listen to my show, what do you listen to it on?
It's usually on the radio.
Which station?
It's 95.3. WWOJ is the parent company for most of the stations here. It's the talk show station. I pretty much, when I'm home, have that time or whatever, that's usually what I'm doing is listening to that stuff. You and all the other fellas, you're definitely different. You are nothing like any of the other fellas.
I don't listen to the other ones. I could care less. Why did you think that this was a repeat?
Because you were telling the story about Walmart, and also it's Rosh Hashanah, and I was like, wow, I wonder if Walter is taking today off. And the storyline, it sounded just like a storyline I'd listened to some months back about Walmart and the one being gangster Walmart and the one being the regular Walmart. That's why I thought so, sir.
Yes, I discuss the categories of Walmarts when I get ready to tell a Walmart story so that I do the setup so that everybody can enjoy the story. It's not actually a repeat. It's a courtesy. Now, tell me about One Direction.
One Direction, that was a really cool trip. It was the summer of 2013, and we had just come off of a 10-day trip. 10-day trips are usually pretty gruesome because it requires, a long trip to the Bahamas, and you do have to prepare stuff while you're underway and stuff like that, and it is a heck of a trick to do that. So a lot of times you come back extremely tired. However, that same night that we got in, our captain was calling me and he's begging me, please come in. We have these VIPs that we want to take care of and they want a chef and such and such. So I reluctantly, I went, and as I got there to the dock, I look up on the flybridge and I see a bunch of kids just jumping around, seeming to have a good time, what have you. The first mate, he's a little bit younger than me, and he was really excited by things. Do you know who they are? I'm like, not a clue. They look like a bunch of kids to me. He goes, well, they are, but it's One Direction. I'm like, still not a clue. So I'm like, what are we going to cook here? Hot dogs and hamburgers. And he says, absolutely, that's what they want. So I was like, okay, whatever. We get on board, we get underway, and one of them, I believe he's the youngest one, he comes into the galley and he's like, chef, have you ever heard of us? And I said, sorry, kid, I'm a little bit older and what have you. I'm not sure. I don't think I've ever heard of you guys before. He's like, all right, cool. However, I do love pop music, especially when I'm on the boat. It keeps me going. So I keep a playlist. It's really hard to pick up any stations when you're underway and what have you. So I've got a great playlist of a bunch of pop songs. There's this one song that I really love. It's called Beautiful. So whatever it's playing, I'm playing it pretty loudly and what have you. Anyhow, it's playing. And as soon as it comes on, the galley door just flies open. The same kid comes in there and he goes, that's us, chef. That's us. I said, well, wow, I guess I really do know who you guys are. And we got really friendly after that. He was a good kid. They were all a bunch of really good boys. I was surprised. Nobody was pretentious by any means, quiet for the most part. And they basically used us as a floating hotel for 3 days. And I had not a clue who they were, really, how big they were. At the time, there was talk that they were going to outsell the Beatles any day and what have you. So they had made a request that they wanted to go jet skiing on one of these days. So we proceeded to take them to an area to get jet skis and what have you. And this is in a part of Miami, in Key Biscayne, actually. So from where we were anchored, you could see the Key Biscayne Bridge. We're pretty far from it, but if you look really closely, it looks like ants. The entire bridge was filled with people, okay? And I'm still not really registering to me, what have you. I have my work to do. So we're there, and these guys are having a great time out there with the jet skis and what have you. But apparently somebody obviously close to us, made a phone call to that TMZ company, and they were there with their cameras, and they took some what they tried to, you know, blow up as compromising photos of them smoking something that they had not a clue what was in there, and so forth and so on. But the really scary thing was the fact that, you know, we have to sign a waiver for certain clients. You know, we can't speak about certain things. You're not even supposed to ask for an autograph unless it's, you know, offered up. You can't ask for a picture unless it's offered up, anything as such, you know. And we adhere to these rules, but somebody didn't play by the rules that day. And I'm sure they got paid on that because it was a big to-do for TMZ. Nonetheless, we get through that, and that same fellow and I, we remained pretty close. We spoke a lot. He was the most open. Everybody was really good, though. They were really well-behaved people. I can't say much more about them that way. They were, you know, no spills, no messes, nothing like that. Everything was really good, you know. And when you're at that kind of level, you're supposed to give that kind of service. And I remained, you know, the same throughout the whole thing or what have you. And the cool thing is at the end of the trip, that same young one, he looked at me on his way out and he said, "Chef, there's something for you behind the painting." And I looked at him and he had actually left me a bunch of swag, which, you know, at the time for me was, oh, that's really cool, you know. But I did make a couple phone calls. I called my son, a couple other people close to me, and they were so impressed with that whole trip. I mean, they were more impressed than I was.
Well, you didn't know who they were.
Not a clue. All I saw was a bunch of kids. That's all I said. Right. 10 days. I did 10 days already. It was right. You know, so, when you work for the owners of these boats, they really put you through the paces. They want dinner at 2, 3, 4, right, whenever they want dinner.
We're talking to Chef Drew, who was preparing meals on a yacht off the coast of Miami for One Direction, except that he didn't know it. Now, the one thing he heard during that trip was that they were going to be really big. Now, at any time, Chef Drew, did these guys suntan naked?
No, sir, they did not. But
because,
what they, you know, did do...
Yeah, because because Ed Sheeran says that Harry Styles of One Direction is unusually endowed.
I would not know, but I do have a picture with myself in the same shot of him jumping off the very top of the flybridge. He was a pretty brave kid, but nothing like that. Everybody was well behaved. I mean, this was in the more of the beginning of their career. You know, they were already taken off, apparently. The whole entire world knew who they were, except for me.
Except for you. Well, Chef Drew is going to be with us next week with another Celebrities on the Yacht story. It's great to have you as part of Sterling on Sunday. I appreciate it, Chef Drew. My phone number is 888.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. We have so much more to do for you tonight. We have a live visit from James Parker, the genius who produces and writes and creates Florida stories. Now, if you want to get in touch with me, that would be a very smart thing to do. My address is waltermsterling@gmail.com. And when you write in, why don't you request a real Midnight Misfit membership card? You will learn on the Midnight Misfit membership card what you're entitled to as a Midnight Misfit. You will learn what I expect you to do. And you will learn what the world expects of you, which is that you be a weird introvert. And here, it's okay. To me, there's nothing more horrifying than brainstorming. If I'm in a room with a bunch of people and executives and they say, well, let's brainstorm through this idea. Oh, God, please, no. Please don't make me brainstorm this idea. Please, no. I can't think like that in front of other people. The only thing I can think through in front of other people is, hey, it's a red light. That's it. That's as far as my creativity goes. If I have to do anything more than that, I have to sit alone in the back of a cave and not be bothered, not think it through. That's how it works for me. We have Vic Ferrari, who has great cop stories, not, you know, Green River murders. He has New York City police detective stories. He is a retired New York City police detective who has cop stories, the ones that you would hear in a cop bar. Believe it or not, there's another Florida story. And then we have, one of the things that I had to deal with when starting this years ago, and program directors around the country were listening to the demo, they kept saying, well, you know, that's an old-fashioned talk show. That's really, you know, an old-fashioned talk show. Well, I'm the guy who invented modern talk shows years ago, and everybody copied that. But I'm like, I don't want to do that. I want to do this. But I have a demo for you of what an actual old-fashioned talk show sounds like, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Mr. Beast.
I just bought this house, and I'm going to give it to Chandler.
Really?
No!
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. All eyes are on the Gulf of Mexico as Tropical Storm Ian is forecast to rapidly intensify tonight as it moves from the Caribbean Sea into the Gulf of Mexico and brushes the western shores of Cuba. Water temperature in the Gulf are very warm, middle 80s, which is why this storm will quickly become a very dangerous hurricane later on tonight and tomorrow. Forecast models have this storm moving at around 12 miles per hour, headed towards landfall somewhere between Tampa Bay to the east and Apalachicola, Florida, on the western panhandle by Thursday, Friday-ish. Regardless of exactly where the eye makes landfall, northern Florida will experience very heavy rains up to 18 inches, destructive winds, possible tornadic activity, and tidal storm surge. We'll keep an eye on it all night long right here on Sterling on Sunday.
Do you know the location of one Richard Monte of Lafayette, Louisiana? Because he's in Dutch in Pennsylvania. He has gone on a shoplifting spree. Monte accused of concealing over-the-counter pharmacy items in a 28-count chip bag box while meandering through the Walmart in Erie, Pennsylvania, according to Pennsylvania State Police. This one-man crime spree apparently goes from Walmart to Walmart, as we all do, sometimes with a baby carriage, and loads up on stuff, gets out of the Walmart, and probably fences them on Facebook. That's one of the big problems with Facebook, don't you know? You can fence all sorts of items at a discount that you got from shoplifting at Walmart. Here's the interesting thing. Most of the time, the people of Walmart who shoplift, well, they actually sell the items in the parking lot of a Walmart. Richard Monte, turn yourself in if you're listening tonight. It's the people of Walmart. I'm Velo Hool for Sterling at Night.
Well, I'm J.J. Wilson, and this is the latest edition of Drive Through Brew, the continuing story of two undervalued beer salesmen who never seem to catch a break. Tonight's episode, The Facebook Troll.
Something wrong, Mr. Manager? You look more ticked off than usual.
Some loser attacked us on Facebook. Listen to this. High prices, stupid workers, lousy slow service, worst beer store in the world.
Ouch. What you gonna do?
I wrote back, seriously, pal? Give us a call when you sober up.
You won't believe this, but exactly 2 minutes later, the loser phoned in, and he wasn't exactly coherent.
Hey, who are you calling a drunk?
Who is this?
I'm the Facebook guy. Tell you what, I'll take down the post for a free case of beer. You can leave it next to your dumpster. I'll come by tonight and grab it.
1 6-pack, and you take down the post now.
Okay, but could I have 2 6-packs and some Alka-Seltzer?
We don't sell that. Delete the post and you'll get the beer.
Something tells me this isn't going to end well. The troll took down the post and took home the beer. But the next morning...
Mr. Manager, I've got some really bad news. That troll put up a new post. Come look.
Those beer guys are dumber than I thought. They actually gave me free beer to delete my last post about their stinking high prices and lousy snail-like feet-dragging service. Hey, thanks, morons.
Will this loser ever leave our heroes alone? Oi. Listen next week when the jerk phones in again and says,
"Hey, I'm a little short of brewskis, so I thought I'd write a new post about you guys. How do you spell abominable?"
That's next time on Drive Through Brew. Word Car speaking.
It's a morning show at midnight. You get it? I can't begin to tell you how many gatekeepers in American radio don't get it. Well, you know, Walter, it doesn't really fit in. That's good. It's good that it doesn't fit in because it gives your radio station tensile strength if you put things on that don't all fit in. If everything's the same, then if the premise collapses, your whole station collapses, and you have only people over the age of 70 screaming at each other about the Democrats. Does that sound to you like a positive environment for commercial messages? No, it does not. In preparing this show, I look at different sites. I don't look at Politico. I look at things that are interesting and different. For example, every week I look at the Alaska newspaper and the Siberia newspaper. And the Siberia newspaper has the most astonishing science section imaginable because the permafrost is melting. And every time the permafrost melts a little, they discover another woolly mammoth fossil. And they have so many woolly mammoth fossils that they're at the point where they're like, we're getting ready to clone one of these. Now, can you imagine that in a zoo, a woolly mammoth? The other thing I looked at today was the Prague Czechoslovakia newspaper. Online, the Prague Czechoslovakia newspaper. I'm looking at the Prague newspaper online, and I'm like, that's where I should be living. The stories are spectacular. One of their lead stories is about Ladonateria. Ladonateria is a brand new business in Prague that sells exotic donuts from around the world, and it's already a hit. There are already lines out the door for the Donateria, and it's not just the Paxi, which is the big, clumpy, way too sugary donut out of Poland. All sorts of exotic and fun donuts. But then, and then they have great events in Prague. But this is my favorite. They have an event called the Lunch Meat Festival of 2022. I'm like, a lunch meat festival? What could be better than a lunch meat festival? And it's bringing the cutting edge of audiovisual arts and electronics. The Lunch Meat Festival continues the tradition of a week-long program in autumn, bringing top-notch cutting-edge digital artists and musicians, producers in contemporary electronic media. This includes a symposium, performances in venues around Prague, and sometimes elements of shock. But let's just think about that. You know, it's not like the Hollywood Bowl. The Hollywood Bowl's never had a lunch meat festival. Central Park's never had a lunch meat festival. Leads to all sorts of jokes about bologna and salami. The Lunch Meat Festival, I think it's fair to say that only exists in Prague, Czechoslovakia. But I urge you to go online and search Prague News, and you will find this newsletter, their daily newspaper in Prague, that it's a city full of joy and beauty as opposed to the cities that I'm near. You'll feel so much better about humanity when you say, oh, gee, they're not talking about Ukraine. They're not talking about homelessness. They're talking about Lunch Meat Festival. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
If you think that you've made some bad decisions in life, don't just sit there and beat yourself up. I can show you a lot of people who made some worse decisions. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
You won't believe what I'm stewed about now. Join me, Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host, later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
What a great gift from Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell has taken $50 off queen-size sheets, the most popular sheets for you. These are Percal sheets. Percal cotton is extra woven. It's a denser cotton than you usually get. These are beautiful, wonderful sheets, perfect for fall, and will keep you comfortable and keep you cozy. All you have to do is call 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. It's incredible what you're going to get. These beautiful queen-size sheets. And now let me tell you about the colors. Red, navy blue, forest green, emerald green, black, white. What a great thing to give your kid at college, right? Call and get the information. It's 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. Say my name, Walter, and $50 comes off the price. 800-844-0876. Say, Walter, and $50 comes right off. That's just for you, a Sterling on Sunday listener, My Pillow Sheets. Now, it's coming up to that time of year where you're going to have a lot of holidays and a lot of house visiting. Get a couple, put them in the closet. Somebody calls and says, hey, can you come over tomorrow? No problem. You will have a housewarming gift for the winter ready to go. Percal Sheets from My Pillow. Here's the number, 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. Beautiful, wonderful, cozy sheets. These are great. These are queen-size sheets that are normally $89.98, and now they're $39.98. 800-844-0876. My Pillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Johnny Depp.
If there's a dialogue between two people, both people need to speak, but there was no way to fit a word in.
I'm so excited that James Parker, the producer and performer of Florida Stories, has deemed to join us live, actually live. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday, Mr. Parker.
I'm honored to be here.
Now, you must feel that it's special to be with the Misfits after midnight on Sterling on Sunday, because it would suggest that you do not fit in.
Well, see, and that's part of the reason I'm calling, is my response to some of the stories of the week do not seem to be fitting in with the larger conversation that's being had by society. And I think the Sunday night Misfits are a great place to sort of question that and see if there's other like-minded people.
Go ahead.
I'm talking about is that, so there's the Adam Levine story, where it turns out that there was a yoga instructor that he was sitting inappropriate texts with. Oh, wait. No, there was two chicks, no, three chicks. I think it's up to five different young ladies who are probably about half his age who he has sent inappropriate text messages with. But they're treating this as if it's an adultery scandal, and he didn't actually commit adultery with these people. He just sent dirty text messages, and I don't think that should count as cheating. And here's the litmus test for it, Walter. Ask anybody, male or female, would you prefer your spouse send inappropriate text messages to a member of the opposite sex or actually copulate with a member of the opposite sex? And that is my litmus test on, you know what? It's not the same thing. It's not cheating.
I think the real litmus test is, does his wife think it's cheating?
Well, maybe she's wrong. Maybe she should be grateful that she's married to a guy who's not only the lead singer of a rock band, but also the host of a very famous show. And the worst thing we can find out about this guy's infidelity is an inappropriate text messages. I would consider that a win.
I also think that he's burdened with the fact that he's been married a while. He's a rock star. So that means every single second of his day, some beautiful woman under the age of 25 is trying to get his attention. Whether or not he texts her or not, unlike you and me, who are avoided by women, all women of all ages. This guy is solicited by women wherever he goes. The temptation is nonstop. And I agree with you, texting is not cheating. There are no bodily fluids on texting yet. And therefore, I agree with you, it's not cheating. However, most significant others would be challenged by this. But you see, his wife didn't leave. She's not leaving because nobody else could pronounce her name.
Yeah, that's probably the last reason she's sticking around.
And she's pregnant, right? She's pregnant, isn't she, his wife?
I think she was pregnant, and then she was in the position of, he was trying to name the baby after his ex-girlfriend, and so that's another weird thing, but still not cheating.
What other stories have intrigued you this week, James?
Well, I mean, the Florida stories are always interesting, but, you know, the Florida stories thing is this weird beating to where I've seen so many bizarre, crazy, inappropriate stories over the last 4 years I've been doing it that I'm jaded. I don't think I can be shocked. It's almost like some form of shell shock or sort of low-grade PTSD from doing this show. So doing Florida stories so long, I think it's changed me.
Has it changed your DNA or your perception of the world or your decision to never go to Florida?
It's sort of a desensitizing. If you hear all these freaky stories all day, every day for 4 years, then they stop being freaky stories.
Now we're challenged with your phone. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on a regular phone. I am getting a weird echo coming back, but
well, I wonder what
I'm fine to do it.
Do you have your Comrex there? Do you have your Comrex there?
I do have your Comrex there, but I'm on my iPhone right now.
Would that be too hard to set up, Sean? It would be a little tedious. All right, then don't do that because we don't have enough time. James, right. I have to say this in front of everybody. Your reports from Florida are spectacular. We have the best time, especially when you take the extra step, and I know it's an extra step, to pull audio to support the story. It sounds fantastic. It really is. And I really appreciate what you do for this show. Now, there's a... You want me to tell them about Dallas?
No, I don't. I think we need to keep that under wraps.
All right.
Hey, let me tell you the point of me pulling the audio, because you're right, that does take a little bit of effort. But the point of pulling audio is because I feel like some of these stories are so unbelievable. When I go back and listen, it doesn't sound believable when I say it, but if some guy with like an anchor voice at some TV station or some other media outlet in Florida says it, then it becomes a real story.
Yes, that's true. What's interesting about the official voices that you pull from television stations in Florida is there's this, and it's progressive, there's an enormous disconnect between their delivery and the story they're talking about. When you do Florida stories, that your delivery is appropriate to the insanity of those stories. Meanwhile, the Tampa anchors are treating it as though it's World War II. And I'm like, guys, it's ridiculous what you're reporting. But they keep talking about it as though it's World War II. But, James, you have it right, and I appreciate it, and I thank you.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor to be a part of the show, and part of Florida Stories is also recognizing the ridiculousness with which the media reports on some of these crazy stories from Florida.
All right. You're a good friend, James. I will talk to you soon. Thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. Are you enjoying this show? Is this like one of the best Sterling on Sundays ever? If you didn't get to hear all of it, or if you'd like to say to your friends and media, this is what it's supposed to sound like. It's not about screaming at the Democrats. You're supposed to be screaming about stupid. You can hear every show I've ever done. They're posted on waltersterlingshow.com, waltersterlingshow.com. And it's not under podcasts. I make podcasts, but they're separate from this show. If other shows just post their show as a podcast, that's lazy. They're lazy. That's not what I do. I make separate podcasts because that's a different medium. Watercolors and oil, different medium. Instead, we take the whole show and post it under Listen to Show. If you go to the tab, left side of the page, Listen to Show, you can find every show I've ever done up there. Sometimes I cut out a half hour or an hour because I thought it sucked. No need to make it eternal. But by and large, they're all up there. And I look forward to your comments and your mail because it helps shape the show. I look at the emails and I go, this guy thought this was horrible. I'll never answer this guy's email again. If you'd like to be a Midnight Misfit, that's easy. Send me your snail mail address. No one's going to come to your house. Send me your snail mail address, and we will send you a Midnight Misfit membership card. That way you can join all the other people who come to work when the vending machine is empty. And the greatest gift that you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.